Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Robert Schuller, and this is the Robert Schuller Ministries, a church with no walls. And we just want to welcome you to this Sunday morning service of praise and inspiration and say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I'm Donna Schuller. Welcome to church. This is our church service. This is our 8 a.m. We also have a 10:30 a.m. in person here in Newport Beach. So if you are in Orange County or anywhere in Southern California, you can make it to church by 10:30. We have several people that read the Christmas story. We light our Advent candle. Today we light the candle of joy and we light the Christ candle because Christmas
almost.
Eve is
we light the candle of love.
Oh, love. I said that again.
Yeah,
love. The candle
been,
of love.
You've been stuck on the candle of joy, which was last week.
Exactly.
That's okay.
So, well, we're filled with joy and love because of the birth of Jesus Christ. So welcome to church.
Yeah, welcome to church,
Christmas
everybody.
Eve.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to be able to come and to worship you. For you gave us a very precious gift in your Son, Jesus Christ. And so as we recognize his birthday today, or actually tomorrow, we give you praise and honor and glory always and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, it's hard to believe Christmas is here already.
Yes.
I've mentioned this before, but we have our 19 stockings hung up behind us. That includes ours and all of our adult children, their spouses, and our 9 grandchildren. So it's fun. I don't know what I'm going to do next year if we keep adding.
We'll figure out something.
Figure it out. But,
anyway, for me, Christmas has always started on Christmas Eve, not on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons is all of our festivities start on Christmas Eve. So we go to church on Christmas Eve, and then we go to somebody's house on Christmas Eve, and we start opening gifts. And then, of course, the following morning, we kind of do the Santa Claus things with the little kids and all of that stuff. So for us, Christmas Day starts today.
Yeah, exactly. And back in the old days, he did 10 Christmas Eve services.
Oh, man.
And then you'd come home and put together the tricycles at like 1, 2 in the morning. Literally, you'd get to bed at like 2:30 or 3 some mornings. And then the kids, of course, when they were little, were up at the crack of dawn, which thank goodness it's a little bit darker now for a little bit longer. So like,
yeah,
like 6:30, right? We got to sleep in 6:15 or 6:30. But, you know, it's fun to look back at the years and to remember happy things. And you know, we can go all the way back to our childhood, each of us. But what's also important to remember is this can be a really tough time of the year for some people. You know, I like to say that this time of the year amplifies our feelings of joy and remembrance and happiness, but it also amplifies those feelings of sadness and disappointment and maybe, you know, maybe this is the first year you're going through Christmas without your loved one. And that's really tough, you know, and they always say the first year is the toughest to get through. I'm not sure about that. I know it is tough, but there's many years that you could have like that. So I want to be especially cognizant and recognize the fact that, you know, it's not an easy time of the year. We talk about joy and 9 grandchildren and we're taking off and going to away for New Year's to visit some of our kids. And, you know, tonight we're going out to see our oldest daughter and her kids and her husband. And we'll see our oldest son today at church later. But it's difficult for some people.
Like I said, our Christmas Day really starts today. So we have our church service this morning. We've got this service at 8 o'clock on all the different social platforms. And you can go to our website at drschuller.org and watch there if you're not. And
that's, spell that out. It's drschuller.org. One word. Closed captioning we put on here for people that are hearing impaired. And closed captioning does not spell drschuller.org correctly. You can also go to robertschullerministries.org. That will take you to the same webpage. And
So anyway, so we start here at 8 a.m. Then we go to our 10:30 service. Then Then we go to the 3 o'clock service with my son and his family, and then we drive out to Redlands and spend the night with my daughter, and then
our oldest
daughter.
Yeah,
and then wake up for the Santa Claus things in the morning, and then
come
home, and I make my beef dishes. And
I set the table. I usually have the table set by
now.
We only have 10 people this year because all of our kids that usually come are out of state. But yeah, I set the table with my crystal and china and all that. It's the only time of the year I do it. So I look forward to it. But yeah, it'll be really a lot of fun. But again, you know, not everybody has that much fun. And some people are sad. Some people are alone. I'm learning. We have a gal coming over tonight. She doesn't have anywhere else to go for Christmas. So anyway.
Good.
Nice.
So
what are we going to do this morning?
What we're going to do this morning is we're going to read the Christmas story, the real accounts of what took place when Jesus was born. And so we're also going to read the Advent, the Advent readings. We don't have a candle to light, but you can't see the candles on there anyway. But
the candle's behind us. I could have gotten up and lit one or two.
We can grab one of those on the counter and flip it on. No, that's going.
No, we're gonna.
But we're gonna read those as well, because it talks about what takes place. Because today is actually the fourth. It's unusual because it's the fourth Sunday of Advent, so we light that candle, the candle of love, and then also since we don't have services on Christmas Day. We light the Christ candle as well. Usually we do that on Christmas Eve because usually the fourth Sunday of Advent is a few days earlier. So anyway, that's what we're up to this morning. So why don't we start by reading from the Gospel of John?
Absolutely. You want me to start with the reading and then you'll do the next one?
Yeah.
Or are you? Okay. Hear these words from the Gospel of St. John. Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Savior.
Lord God, thank you. Thank you for the birth of Jesus Christ. Thank you that he became our Word. He became our reason for living. He became all things to all people as long as we believe and accept. Lord, we love you for this. We thank you. We praise your name. We give you thanks. We give you all the glory. Amen.
Amen. So in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room available for them. Dear God, we thank you that you gave us Jesus. You gave us the your son, your only son, the incarnate God. And so we thank you for this precious gift. And as a result of that, we can continue to experience your gift in our lives every day. We love you, Lord. We praise your name always and forever. Amen. So we're going to read the Advent candle Christmas Eve. And I'm going to let you start reading. You can be reader number one. Okay. I'll be reader number two.
Will do. During the 4 weeks of Advent, we've been lighting candles of the Advent wreath as a devotional way to prepare for the coming of Christ, the light of the world. Each week during Advent, we lit another candle on our wreath, and each week the candles glowed with the light as the light shone more brightly. On this Christmas Eve, we tremble, the wonder we remember together. God entered our world in the body of a poor child, born on a dark night in a chilly stable, with only a manger for his bed. God entered the world and took on human form to show us how to live in hope, love, joy, and peace.
This Advent, we have been waiting. We have waited to sing Silent Night. We have waited for the manger of the night. And now the wait is over. It is Christmas, which means God is here and you are loved. May that truth change you. May it inspire you, challenge you, and burn in you the light from these candles. For tonight we light the candle of hope, peace, love, and joy to remind us of our journey to this space. And to those lights we add the Christ candle, for the wait is over.
Mm-hmm. So in church we would light all those candles. They would be lit, three pink ones, a purple one. And then we get ready to light the Christ candle, which is in the center always, and it's a bigger pillar, white candle, signifying Christ. The promises God spoke through Isaiah are fulfilled. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And that's from Isaiah 9, 2, and 6, and 7. Please join me in prayer. God, who's always with us, may the true spirit of Christmas, the spirit of Christ, be with us throughout the coming year. We thank you for the hope, love, joy, and peace that we experience in you, Lord. We pray that we may be living vessels for your promises to be made fresh and flesh in our world today. In the name of the Christ child, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hey, we want to thank you for your gifts. We are a church, a 501c3, and anything you can give, a year-end gift, a special gift, if you would truly be appreciated. We give not because we have to. We give because we want to. There's a song about the drummer boy. Do you remember what the drummer boy was about? What
yeah,
was
your
about,
favorite
Donna?
Song.
Yeah, you bet.
He has nothing to give because he's a poor boy, so he gives his heart.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So what God wants from us more than anything is our heart, and that is our spiritual gifts to God. He also wants us to have enough faith in him to give our physical gifts, which the wise men came and they gave their gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we're going to read that in just a little while.
Oh, I have three nutcrackers that are wise men. See?
Yeah.
This one is, let's see, I've got gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
So
this
that's either myrrh or frankincense. It's hard to tell.
I don't know.
But
I can't open
maybe
it.
Maybe with
but
the,
anyway,
I can't open that. Do you think that box opens?
No.
I don't think so.
Well,
meanwhile,
no,
it's going to fall down and it looks like it's falling over.
Okay. I had to show them. Since you mentioned the wise men, they're right there. Really?
So we're going to read that next. But right now, we want to encourage you to support our ministry, if not this ministry, another ministry. And the way we collect an offering here is we encourage people to go to our website. That's drschuler.org, drschuller.org. There is a button you'll see there that says, I'd like to give, and you can click that and become a regular supporter of our ministry. Or you can write to us at 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. And the third way is...
Well, wait, where do they find that address? Because that was fast.
Tell them.
At the bottom of the homepage of our webpage. And I just thought of something. If people are watching right now on drschuller.org, which they should be, we're encouraging that. How do they give when they're watching? They can't get out of the screen and go into our click our button. That's very weird. I guess we'll have to talk to the guy.
Well, here's how you do it. You take your phone and you
Venmo.
Give on Venmo. So you can give that way, or after the service you can give at that point also. So there are a variety of different ways
Absolutely.
You can give, and we encourage you to give to our ministry, as you will be blessed in ways you can't imagine. Not necessarily financially. It might be financially, if that's what God knows your needs. And if the finances are going to make you a happier person, are going to make you give you things that you seriously need, He'll supply your needs. On the other hand, for many of us, we need something other than finances, and we find those first, and then the finances follow. But it's important for us to show our faith and to give, even if it's a dollar or just a few cents. So like this message, share this message, subscribe to us on YouTube, et cetera, do the things that makes a difference. And with that, I'm gonna read Luke 2, 8 through 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So in June, we were in the shepherd's fields.
We were. You want to turn your phone off? It keeps beeping.
Actually, it's the computer, so it won't make any difference.
I thought. Okay.
Yeah, it does both. Sorry. I haven't figured out how to turn that off.
It's coming from your phone.
Yep, it is. Sorry.
Just turn it off.
But I'm going to read from that pretty soon.
Okay.
We're going to conclude without reading.
Sorry, a little binging, but most people have cell phones. They're used to it.
So I just want to give a shout out to everybody who's participating and making comments. We have Lynn Childers, Merry Christmas, and John Zepeda, Merry Christmas to you, Emily Hope.
Emily DeHope,
sorry about that. And
we have Claudia, and we have Lawrence, and we have Anna, and Dana, and Anna, and Lawrence, and Claudia, and Mary.
And the list goes on.
And we can't really read. And Linnell, that's my mom. Edith. And here's the problem. Only the people that made a comment right here you can see. So we're missing a lot of people. But if you don't let us know you're there, we don't see you. And we will look at that. And if you have prayer requests, we can pray for you after the service. We can't stop and look at all the comments right now. But thank you so much for joining us. And what else are we doing? We're going to read the rest.
So why don't you read?
Okay. Continuing with the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, and they asked, "Where is this one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard that he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly, and he found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, and he said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all you're doing for us in this beautiful Christmas season. So we pray that you will open our eyes and allow us to see your goodness in every way. We love you, Lord. Amen. This morning I wrote a text message that I'm going to send to people who are in my phone. And I want to read this to you. And we're going to conclude with this. And it says, it's just a couple paragraphs. It says, "On this Christmas day, we gather to remember the greatest gift of all, the birth of Jesus the Christ. This infant born not to royalty or privilege, but to squander in humility, is God's never-ending Christmas gift to each of us. He gave his son, our Lord, to his children, you and me, just like we give gifts to our children. And still it remains a gift to be opened, not only on Christmas Day, but every day. It is my prayer for you this Christmas Day, 2023, that you will open his gift and cherish his love. We do this by simply saying, thank you, God, for today. This simple prayer, prayed every day or throughout the day, will open our eyes and your mind to the blessings that God's Christmas gift continues to give you every day. Merry Christmas, everybody. God is blessing you.
Merry Christmas.
And now may the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you always and forever. Amen. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. See you either at 10:30 in Newport Beach, or we'll see you next week.
Yeah, next Sunday we're going to celebrate communion together. So join us for that special time. And again, God is blessing you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Always. Merry Christmas.